When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Montgomery Jones, and today's featured Wikipedia article is Grant's Canal. Grant's Canal was a Civil War era project that aimed to bypass the strong Confederate defenses on the Mississippi River and allow Union forces to move freely into the heart of the South. The canal was conceived by Major General Ulysses S. Grant and his team of engineers in an effort to bypass the Vicksburg defenses set up by the Confederates. The goal was to create a waterway that would enable Union gunboats and transports to move supplies and troops past the Confederate stronghold. The canal was to be dug across DeSoto Point from the Mississippi River to join the waters of Lake Providence in Louisiana. The plan called for a 40-foot-wide, 6-foot-deep cut that would connect the two bodies of water and serve as a navigable route for Union ships. The project was initiated in January 1863 and oversaw by Brigadier General Thomas Williams, an Army engineer, with labor provided by the 1st Mississippi Infantry, African descent. The initial phase of the canal's construction progressed slowly as the Union forces faced significant challenges in clearing the dense woods and navigating the swampy terrain of the region. In addition, the harsh winter weather and lack of proper equipment hampered progress. However, by March 1863, the canal had been dug 1.2 miles in length, and work was continuing steadily. Despite the promising progress, the canal project faced numerous setbacks and obstacles that ultimately led to its abandonment. One of the major challenges was the seasonal flooding of the Mississippi River, which caused the canal to fill with water and collapse the banks. This forced the Union engineers to constantly repair and reinforce the canal, delaying its completion. Another significant issue was the geological composition of the region, which consisted of soft alluvial soil that made it difficult to maintain the integrity of the canal walls. The constant seepage of water into the canal caused further erosion, which required continuous remediation efforts by the Union forces. As the Union troops struggled to overcome these challenges, Confederate forces launched a series of attacks on the canal, aiming to disrupt its construction and prevent Union ships from passing through. Despite their best efforts, the Confederates were unable to completely stop the project, as Union gunboats provided covering fire to protect the construction crews. By April 1863, the canal had been extended to 2 miles in length, but progress had slowed significantly due to the ongoing difficulties faced by the Union forces. The Union command, including General Grant, recognized that the canal was not a viable option for bypassing Vicksburg and decided to abandon the project in favor of other strategic approaches. The failure of Grant's canal to achieve its intended purpose was a significant setback for the Union forces in their campaign to capture Vicksburg. However, the experience gained from the construction and subsequent abandonment of the canal provided valuable lessons for future military operations, particularly in terms of engineering challenges and logistical considerations in a hostile environment. In conclusion, Grant's Canal was an ambitious but ultimately unsuccessful project that aimed to bypass Confederate defenses on the Mississippi River during the Civil War. Despite the hard work and dedication of the Union forces, the canal was plagued by a series of challenges and setbacks that ultimately led to its abandonment. While the project did not achieve its intended goal, it served as a valuable learning experience for the Union engineers and commanders involved, highlighting the importance of adaptation and flexibility in the face of adversity. I'll be back this time tomorrow with another featured article. Thank you for listening. This podcast was produced by Classic Studios with information sourced from Wikipedia.org. We donate to the Wikipedia Foundation.